Welcome back. The GOP presidential debate in Michigan on Wednesday will mostly be remembered for Rick Perry's memory meltdown. But the eight candidates on the stage were asked about turning around the economy, and we thought we'd ask a city leader for his take on what they said. Now, we know cities and towns are struggling. In Alabama this week, Jefferson County declared the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history after years of corruption and debt from a federally mandated sewer project. Then there was Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which filed for bankruptcy last month because of massive debt from an incinerator project. Municipal bankruptcies are unusual, but cities having financial problems these days are not. Jim Fouts is the mayor of Warren, Michigan. That's the state's third largest city, but really it's a bedroom community 15 miles outside of struggling Detroit. Financial analysts say towns like Warren rely too much on the auto industry, but Mayor Fouts fiercely defends them. He's a registered independent who voted in 2008 for John McCain in the primary, then voted for Barack Obama in the general election. Mayor Fouts joins us now. So, Mayor, in the debate Wednesday night, did you hear anything that made you say, wow, as a mayor, that's what I really wanted to hear?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. What I was most disappointed in is that consistently, I believe all of the candidates were against bailouts. And in the city of Warren, the big three, the automobile industry is extremely important for us. And had General Motors and Chrysler gone out of business, and make no mistake about it, they most likely would without the bailout. I think Ford would have also been affected because all the suppliers would have gone out of business and Ford wouldn't have had any suppliers. We would have had a major depression in this area, and I think it could have caused a depression in the United States as well. So the bailouts were absolutely important, and I was disappointed in that all of the Republican candidates weren't willing to bail out General Motors and Chrysler, but they kept talking about helping out business.
It's interesting because the Detroit Free Press points out that the debates were held in the shadow of Chrysler's world headquarters there. And we should say candidate Mitt Romney says that he was for a managed bankruptcy, and he thinks that that's in effect what happened. But is it, I mean, do you think that what's going on here is that they cannot use the word bailout because, you know, Tea Party activists in particular think of that as applying to banks?
Well, it may be that the Tea Party is playing a part, but I think what appears to me is that all of them are sort of singing from the same songbook, except for one candidate, and the one that frankly impressed me the most was Ron Paul. He seemed to have a consistent philosophy, and the others were kind of waffling. Obviously, Mr. Romney is better at that than any of them are, but we need to look at attracting jobs. We need to look at how we can avoid a major economic breakdown, which could take place if, you know, if Italy goes south, which they might, then we have a major problem. But we need to do whatever we can to help the businesses in America. And the other thing I would indicate that I was disappointed they didn't talk about, and that is they didn't talk about the importance of buying American. I've been pushing for Buy America and also Made in America. And I think what we need to begin to practice in this country is economic and consumer patriotism. We need to encourage people to buy American and buy products made in America, and that was left out.
Well, a couple things, Mayor Fouts. First of all, you mentioned Ron Paul, and he wants the government out of any kind of business, and he wants the marketplace to be first
and
foremost.
Yes, I know. I would somewhat disagree with him on that, but most of the candidates were singing from the same songbook, and they weren't talking about the most important thing to Michigan, and that's the fact that we have lost almost 250,000 manufacturing jobs since 2000. They didn't talk about what are we going to do about our manufacturing jobs. I heard nothing about that.
Well, another quick question for you, especially when you talk about the Made in America aspect. There was one exchange where Mitt Romney was asked about China, and he said China should be punished for manipulating its currency. John Huntsman jumped in and said, that's pandering. You punish China with tariffs, then we're in a trade war, and you know, people can't buy things from China because they're too expensive. You know, your thoughts on that?
Well, by the way, I was also somewhat impressed with Mr. Huntsman, although I don't think he's going to be able to make it. But in terms of China, the fact of the matter is that China has been replacing a lot of American-made jobs, and I don't know if that was pandering or not, but again, the focus ought to be on helping those who help us, and that is the American automobile industry and other industries.
But I was just in your area, and I know that your governor just traveled to China, and his goal was to bring back business from China to the state. And also, you know, it's very clear thousands of people in Michigan are employed by foreign companies, the foreign automakers. Toyota, Honda, these other companies are also hiring a lot of people from your area.
That is true in the case of General Motors and Chrysler and Ford, however. The profits that they make are taxed and they go to the U.S. taxpayer, and that's not necessarily true of the foreign manufacturers. And by the way, I didn't hear anybody complaining about bailing out Wall Street. So the candidates want to help Wall Street, but they don't want to help Main Street.
That's Mayor Jim Fouts of Warren, Michigan. You mentioned Main Street. I want to ask you about your main streets. We understand crumbling infrastructure in Warren is your biggest concern. And on Tuesday, residents there, in addition to voting you in for another term, congratulations, they voted in a tax increase to fix roads. You say this has never been done before. So just talk a little bit about roads. How bad are they? How do you expect to fix them? Because we also know last week the Senate defeated President Obama's $50 billion infrastructure jobs bill, although the thinking this week is the Senate panel has a federal highway program, and there might be compromise to get that money out to rebuild highways. So do you think you can rebuild your city just by taxing your people, or do you need the government?
We also obviously also need the government. And this year, I went against the grain, and I'm proud to say we almost got a 60% approval for our road millage.
So do you think these Republican candidates are wrong, that you can't ever raise taxes to ask people to fix things?
I think if you are honest with the people, you are an effective communicator, and the people have trust in you, and we've kept our promises. We're losing money, but I have an 18% fund balance, and that's because we've cut overtime by $2 million. We've consolidated, we've collaborated, and also the fact that I've not taken a vacation in 4 years. I worked through my lunch hour. I gave up my city car. I gave up my gas. I gave up my cell phone, and I take calls at home. So I think if you work hard, the people will believe in you, and they will accept some recommendations. But first and foremost, I want to emphasize, we've got to practice economic and consumer patriotism and start supporting those who provide good quality, high-paying jobs with pensions for our workers.
Jim Fouts, mayor of Warren, Michigan. As you just heard, he put before the people a vote for a millage tax, an increase on their property tax to pay for things like fixing roads, and he got it. Mayor Fouts, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks.
Okay, take a quick look ahead next week on Here and Now. Salary freezes, layoffs, our courtrooms actually dropping cases because of budget cuts. We'll take a look at how the economy is hitting the courtroom. Also, best-selling mystery author Sue Grafton on her alter ego, Private Eye Kinsey Millhone. And stay tuned because up next, best-selling author Terry Brooks. He may be the best-selling author you've never heard of. That's in a minute, Here and Now.